Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you, President. The delegation of Costa Rica would like to welcome the delegation from Palau and thank them for the submission of their national report. We've taken note of the measures taken by Palau to implement the recommendations made during the first UPR cycle. Costa Rica recognizes the progress made by Palau. It has subscribed to the main international human rights instruments, and we would encourage them to proceed to ratification of those instruments. We congratulate them on the family protection law. Doubtless, it will contribute to prevent domestic violence. For my country, it's vital to strengthen those institutions that guarantee the full enjoyment of human rights, and indeed, the mechanisms established to achieve that goal. We commend the efforts that you have made to create an independent national human rights institution. We recognize efforts made by your government to provide training courses as well as consciousness-raising campaigns in the area of domestic violence, the rights of migrant workers, the environment and climate change, inter alia. However, in line with UNESCO, we believe that it's relevant for Palau to strengthen and promote formal training and education in human rights, particularly for your police forces and all law enforcement personnel. We recommend the following. First of all, that in line with the recommendations made in the first UPR accepted by Palau, that you establish an independent national human rights institution to coordinate, develop capacities, and also step up the effectiveness of the protection of human rights in your country, as well as ensuring that the Office of the Ombudsman has sufficient financial and human resources to strengthen its independence and capacities. Secondly, that you ratify the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination. And thirdly, that you ratify the 1951 Status of Refugees Convention and also its 1967